On the Trail, The Nauvoo Temple and Carthage Jail by Jennifer Maddy. Come along to explore these important places in church history. In 1841, many of the saints in Nauvoo were poor, but they knew they needed to build a temple as the Lord had told them. More than 1,000 men worked to build the temple. Women sewed shirts and cooked for the workers. Many people sacrificed to build the temple. They looked forward to the blessings they would receive there. Carthage Jail. Work on the temple stopped in June 1844 when the prophet Joseph Smith was killed. Joseph and several other men had been taken to Carthage Jail. On June 27th, a mob stormed the jail. They shot and killed Joseph and his brother Hiram. Finishing the temple. The saints were brokenhearted that their prophet was gone. Brigham Young, who was president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, knew the Lord's work would continue. The saints finally finished the temple. Church leaders worked in the temple day and night so the saints could be baptized for their ancestors and be sealed as eternal families. Rebuilding the temple. After the saints left Nauvoo, the temple was destroyed by fire and a tornado. In 1999, President Gordon B. Hinckley announced that the Nauvoo Temple would be built again in the same place. Today, you can see this beautiful temple just as it looked back in the 1840s. The original Nauvoo Temple had 30 sunstones. On the temple, crescent moons were carved on the outside walls of the temple. The mob ran up a stairway in Carthage Jail to get to Joseph and his companions. Statues of Joseph and Hiram stand in front of the Carthage Jail. In life, they were not divided, and in death, they were not separated. Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verse 3. Joseph and the other men were in an upstairs room at the jail. End of the article. On the Trail, The Nauvoo Temple and Carthage Jail by Jennifer Maddy.